Here we are, another natter that matters, because all conversations count, the ones in your head and the ones outside of yourself, with amazing people who can inspire, educate, motivate and tell you their journey, just so that you can get a bit more onto your journey. And today I have the lovely Kirsty Lilith with us. Hello, Kirsty.
Hi, Vivian. Thank you
Nice
for
to have
having me on here.
Very, very welcome. Very exciting time for you. So I'm really happy to have you on now. It seemed very pertinent. So I could sit and try and introduce you, but I'm pretty sure you can do a better job of it. So why don't you tell everybody that's watching and listening about yourself? What is it you do?
So I'm a divine channel and an animal communicator. So I work with both people and animals, and it's about helping them all on their spiritual journey. And for them to embody themselves and become the best version of themselves in this lifetime, because animals have soul journeys the same as we do. And they equally have past life traumas that they've brought into this life that need healing. So I work with kind of the people and the animals in very similar ways in trying to allow them to release and clear traumas to be able to come. As I say, like into their best versions of themselves, and just to be able to walk through life a lot lighter and with a lot more clarity.
Lovely. Or gallop, depending on which animal, because it's
Yeah.
all animals, isn't it? So in my head, I think, oh, you're working with animals, cats, dogs. That's where my head goes. But I know it's more than that, isn't it? A lot more. Do tell.
Yes, I've had the most amazing, amazing adventures with the wild animals. I have had the pleasure last year of going to South Africa and working with the lions and working with elephants and monkeys. And then the year previous, and that was with the humpback whales in Tahiti. So I flew halfway around the world to swim with the humpback whales, never swam in the ocean before, and all because a whale came to me and said, come and find me.
Wow, I'm having a little tingle as you're talking. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure if that's whale envy, because I've never seen a whale, actually, alone swam with one. I've done the dolphin experiences that you do, but wow, like, I love that. You know, most people don't listen to their own guidance, not even their inner guidance, let alone outer guidance, or from somewhere above or below or wherever you believe it is. So to really get that nudge and follow it is very powerful, isn't it? And no regrets.
It's either borders on stupidity or powerful. Hard to tell. Some days I think, because I mean, what idiot goes halfway around the world and never swam in the ocean to go in like the real middle of the blooming Pacific Ocean, not even by the coast, to swim with miles underneath? And they tell you about the whales, they don't tell you about the sharks that are there as well.
Yeah, because I guess the whales are not on their own in that big deep blue sea. I don't think about.
It was a shock to me as well.
Did you swim with sharks accidentally as well then?
Yeah, they didn't tell me that in the brochure. On the welcome meeting, the assistant woman for the retreat, she started going on about all the sharks that we were going to meet during these next couple of weeks, and I was getting whiter and whiter, because the reason I don't like going into the ocean is because there's sharks there.
Yes, we're terrified. Yeah, with reason as well, by the sound of things. Wow, I mean, that's a bit crazy, isn't it? Oh,
Yes.
Scary. So now you've no fear of whales, sharks, or the deep blue sea, I would imagine. Or are you now terrified, never doing it again?
Yeah, I think more the latter. But I did it. It was amazing, an absolute incredible, incredible experience. The what it brought up in me, what it triggered in me, of what I personally had to move through to actually be able to do that, because I get awfully travel sick, particularly seasick. So being 2 weeks on a boat, and a little boat, I thought it was going to be a reasonable size boat. No, it was like a little fishing boat that could only fit 12 people on, literally wedged in. And so being in the mercy of the ocean, it was so rough some days. It was like a scene out of a Perfect Storm. It was just crazy. And so to have to come overcome all those challenges, as well as all the physical stuff of swimming with them. If I got asked again by my guidance, we want you to go swimming in the ocean, I'll do it in a heartbeat. My free will choice, not so much.
I hear you. And you know, that's a really good differentiation, isn't it? Most people don't know what the difference is. I think most people think divine guidance is actually what they're hearing in their head, which is typically their self-talk or their fear. They're not really aware what that is. And I know I've been on a spiritual development journey. Many people are for many, many years. And I know at the beginning I was hearing things and I was thinking, yeah, I'm making that up. I'm making that up. But if I'd have heard that, if my guides had said, yes, go and swim with whales, I'd been like, no, I'll go to Wales. That's as clear as it's going to get. I'll go to Wales and stay in a nice hotel and walk along the beach. That's as good as it's going to get. And I would genuinely misconceive what my guides were telling me, probably because it would seem so far-fetched. So there's a lot of trust goes on. And I know that you've got that from years of working with spirits. So I'd really love to know about that. Like people listening will be thinking, how on earth do you speak to animals? Number one, how do you hear them? How do they hear you? But also I want to know how you got into that. So what's your journey been?
Yeah, mine started in 2014, really. So relatively quite early days. Some people, they've spoke to spirit right from being little. I was always different. I was always aware of things from an early age, as in the fact that I knew that I was different from most people. But it was 2014 when I had, well, what I now know is a spiritual awakening. At the time, it was a complete flattening of my life as to what it was. I had a mental breakdown. I had a lot of time off work. My marriage ended. I didn't even know it was in trouble. But that all kind of came to an end. But that started me on a whole new path, this whole spiritual path, by getting help myself to get through the breakdown. The woman happened to be, no surprise, but into spiritual stuff. So she was into angels, into Reiki, into shamanism. So she helped me and started me on that path. And then I started, it was like I could feel spirit had a massive hand at my back, and I was kind of being propelled along. They wanted me fast tracked to get to, I suppose, where I am. So I trained in Reiki, then it was in mediumship, and then it was in animal communication. And so I did like lots of training and then started helping other people. But it was in 2019 I made the decision to that I needed to do this full time. And since then, this is what I've devoted my life to, which is in service to the divine.
Which I love, by the way. 2019, then had a job, gave up a job,
Yeah,
or
I had a corporate job, very well paid corporate job, had been in there 25 years, and much to the shock and horror of my entire family, but I
other.
don't think they've still got over it, and just quit.
You still here, get a proper job. When you're getting a proper job.
Yes, I
Lots of
did.
spirits get that, don't they? When you get a proper job where that's going to pay, you know, for pension, like spiritualism doesn't give you a pension typically, does it? You have to go and sort your own pension out. You know, you're well protected, but in a different way,
Yes.
financially, particularly, no. So massive decision. You know, so many people would love to do that. I know that lots of people following this will really, really be like, wow, how did you make that decision? That's a cracking decision to have to make, isn't it? What happened? What was the moment where you went, yeah, that's it, I'm doing this? There must have been a moment.
Yeah, all from the previous year, I'd been saying to them, because I often visualize myself with this spiritual path. I'm on the edge of the cliff and I have to throw myself off because it involves an awful lot of surrender and an awful lot of kind of trust. And I kept on saying, you show me the step, I will take the step. You show me the way, and I will take that step no matter what. And then I got the guidance during 2019 that I had a lot of deaths that year. So it enabled me to have time off work, if that's the right way of looking at it. But it was during that I saw the gift that I was being given, that this was the time to then make that step. It was like it was now or never. And that it was, it's that thing where you just know that this is what you're meant to do. And in no way sounding patronizing or any kind of judgmental, there were loads of people that could do the job that I was doing in the corporate world. There are not many people that can do what I do now.
Love that. Yeah. You knew you had a bigger purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
I'd
it
agree.
is, it kind of fills my complete essence, that purpose. And it's yeah, difficult to kind of describe at times, but I just know that this is what I'm meant to be doing. And I feel I'm only just scratching the surface of what I'm meant to be doing.
Who knows what you'd be swimming next then? Because I don't know what you would think about it. I think most people that I speak to, certainly, and I'm sure that you speak to actually, we do similar things but in a completely different way, are looking for that purpose, that reason, like that, you know, how is, why are we alive, and what's the purpose of it all, and what happens afterwards? There's so many questions that most people have got, and I mean, of course, we never really get the answer unless we can connect and believe until we go, I suppose, you know,
Yeah.
once we. That last breath, we're like, oh, I'm looking forward to going, oh, everybody was right. Here I am. Hi, Auntie. Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad. I'd be like really joyfully. And I'm certain, you're certain, but there's people out there that are uncertain or really blur completely. That's not absolutely not the case. And then they have an awakening. So don't tell this story, but I used to have a half brother. He died actually about 2 years ago. He was much older than me. And when I didn't meet him till I was 21. And about 8 years later, he had a near-death experience. He was a very, very heavily diabetic. I say that he didn't look after himself, and he had a really, really big hypo and nearly crashed the vehicle he was in, but he crashed himself. So his blood sugars were that he shouldn't still have been alive. He was literally near death. And he was a big hairy biker. That's the only way of describing him. He was like 30 stone a bloke, you know, 6 foot, and you know, ate six pies for dinner. He was, you know, there was certainly nothing ethereal or spiritual about him. And I remember going to see him in the hospital, like, wow, you know, well done, you've survived. And of course, he knew my belief system. And he said, I just want to tell you, you're right. And I said, what? About what? He said, I saw it all. He said, I saw the people, I saw the light. He said, I had that experience. He said, I now know. And I just sat there crying. I was like, oh my God, to have, you know, that person that I trust the opinion of to be able to give me that information and describe it for him. Obviously, I'm sure
Yeah.
everybody has a different experience, but yeah, from that moment forward, not that I didn't trust, but he knew as well, and I just thought, wow, what an experience. So yeah,
It's amazing.
amazing experience. Anyway, he's now gone, so, and he's come back to me since through a variety of mediums, and he's got a real sense of humor, and the minute he arrives, I know I can see their face change. I can see him there because he had a real sense of humor, and yeah, so it's, you know, lovely to know he's okay and having a good time and causing havoc over there as well as he did in life. So yeah, so you went, so 2019 you then decided, that's it, full time for me. What did you do? Because that's a big step, isn't it? What did you do? How did you find money, clients? You know, how did you create things?
Yeah, it's interesting because, as you will know, starting out a new business, it's not always easy to kind of keep on getting the clients in. So I had enough money to like last me like about a year to be able to get the business up and running. The thing that changed for me is when I separated from my husband at the time in 2021. I was guided. It was like you're at crossroads here. You've got to make a choice, and I chose the road that I was going on because I know that I'm not just meant to stay at the same level. So I made that decision. It was, but then as soon as we separated, so as in when the house moved, soon as I moved into where I am now, I was 2 months booked in advance, and that lasted for about 18 months. And that was their way of showing me that because I followed their guidance in the timing of when to speak to him, of when to put the house on the market, and it just flowed beautifully. The synchronicities were just phenomenal. And then to be booked up that far in advance and to like for 18 months, and I was like, wow. And that was just, I think, my proof that this is what I'm meant to be doing. And most of my clients come from recommendations, which I think is wonderful. To me, it means that I must be doing an okay job when it's all recommendations that's coming. And it's just kind of grown the network from there. But again, it always can expand even further. So I feel this year is to really push things and go even bigger with my work and the amount of people that I can help. And it impacts their lives.
Yeah, I think you've got to believe, haven't you? That's what you're saying, really. You've got to believe and trust in yourself, actually, for a start, and also from something greater or outside of you. That law of I hear people talk about manifestation, drives me crazy. Yeah, just asking it'll arrive. Well, it will if you've done the pre-work. Like if you really know and you've got that connection. In fact, today, I was at a networking event earlier, and I got into the car, and all of a sudden, I had this thought. I run a program called She Thrives, and there's a space on it because one of my clients has moved to Ireland, and it's an in-person thing, so it's a little bit far to come. And that space has been available for about when did she move? It must be about 5 months, and I just know the right person has to be in it. It's a small space. And when I got into the car, I just said, right, I'm ready to fill that space now. Bring me the right person. And 3 hours later, one of my clients messaged me and said, tell me about this program that you run called She Thrives, and I signed up for it. I'm like, wow, that's quick, isn't it? Like, that's a really good clarity. For me, that's clear energy. Like, if I can manifest that quickly, something so powerful for a 12-month program. So, yeah, it truly works when you've got the right intention. That's my belief about it all. And the right connection. Got to have the right connection, haven't you? And be clear. So, I know that you're going to impact lots and lots of lives. And I know there's something very important to talk about that is happening on the 8th of February. Do tell.
I can't believe it's just a week today.
It's not out on the 8th, so just rewind that. It's today, it's going out.
It Yeah, so my book it is launched. So exciting, called Divine Living, Embrace Your True Self.
Lovely.
So it is about guiding people to be able to live in connection with their true essence, their divine essence. We all have that divine spark within us. We all have that Christ consciousness, that however you like to describe it, we all have that. But we search so much on our spiritual path outside ourselves for the answers, outside ourselves for the solutions, the next best kind of spiritual thing that's going to kind of change my life. But we have all the answers. It's all inside of us. To me, it's an inner journey that it's about that connecting in with yourself and learning to be able to listen to the guidance yourself and live. To me, life should be joyous. It should flow. It should be in harmony. And it's about living or understanding how to live like that and how to be able to let go of control. Because we all like to think we have control over our lives, that we have control over other people. And in reality, we have no control at all. And that we it's so freeing when you can kind of let go of that and let go of the fear and to have that belief and that surrender, be able to surrender and trust and live just more in joy and harmony. So my book is about teaching about that. I've then had various ascended masters and goddesses come through, and they've channeled their own chapters, which kind of then dovetail into what I've been talking about. And then I always believe in leading by example. I don't believe in just preaching or teaching, but I believe in actually me living through it and experiencing it. So then I have shown how I have try to say embody these particular aspects of divine living by my journey. And a lot of it was to do with my journey with the whales, with swimming with them, because a lot of stuff came up that was triggered in me that I had to work through. And so I wanted to show examples of my life because I feel it. To me, I'm not like I don't like to show just as like a shiny person, say as I am now and going, oh, look, I'm just amazing. I have everything sorted. We all go through crap and we all have difficult times. And I believe in keeping it real and
Yeah.
sharing my tough times and then and what I've gone through in the hope that it may help somebody else, either encourage them, inspire them, whatever, to know that that we're all just trying to walk our path in the best way that we can each day.
My favorite saying is the Rumi quote, we're all just walking each other home. I literally say that often. It's we absolutely are. We're all just doing our best. We're just trying to find that. Yeah, exciting. So there's a link under here. go and get Kirsty's book and please do it now. Do it now, this minute. Not one of those, oh yeah, I'll do it later. Just do it now. You click on it and you buy it and it gets delivered to your house. It's really easy. So let's do that and get her up the chart so that people know how brilliant it can
That
be to be able
would
to
be
do it all.
great. Yeah, and on
Yeah.
launch, and so like for today, the ebooks are just 99p for launch day. So yeah, just grab yourself a bargain. And then I'm also running a competition where anyone that buys the book today and emails me or messages me that the proof of that, they go into a draw to win some sessions with me.
How exciting. Bargain. 99p. You could get sessions with Kirsty. I mean, that's just like a genius idea. I love that. Why didn't I do that when I launched my book? I'm just looking back and go, why didn't I do that? Mine's years old now. It's brilliant. I'm really pleased for you. And what's the future then? So book launch, obviously, today. How lovely that you can try it on a little bit today, now, like during my recording the week before. Trying it on. So book launch today. Then what? What's the plan?
Well, it's interesting because when I came back from the Lions, nothing was kind of coming through about the next kind of adventure. So I've just been kind of in this holding space in like a reflection period and stuff, and I'm just waiting for the guidance to come in. And that actually came in only about 2 weeks ago now. And in May, I am off to Egypt.
Ooh.
And I'm doing a 10-day retreat. So going through like the pyramids, Temple of Isis, Temple of Hathor, working with the Nile, with the Red Sea. So I've often wondered what would happen if I go back to Egypt, because I know I've had a lot of Egyptian lifetimes. And then a lot of Atlantis lifetimes, and
Wow.
which I know that you have,
Right. Yeah.
yeah, because I saw that when we met 2 weeks ago, when I was looking at you, I was like, whoa, I'm seeing the Atlantean and the Egyptian.
I have to say I've had confirmed life between lives on both. I don't know what I did. I didn't have as much detail about in the Egyptian one, but I'm aware of it. I can feel it. But the Atlantean, definitely, I was a high priestess apparently, and I know that I know how I died. I can feel it. It's really, really strong in me. I've got it as a real strong memory since I had the life between lives. So yeah, high priestess. So most definitely, which of course is my energy, high priestess energy apparently. So we were there, and apparently then I evolved. So I died in when the volcano went off. I went and I was under all the molten lava, and then I reincarnated as a pink dolphin apparently. I
Oh my
don't. I
God,
can't.
amazing.
That's my own feeling, but apparently that's what I did. And I had a real affinity with dolphins when I met them in Mexico. It really felt like everybody was having a nice time, but I was having this kind of like my mind was blown, the rest of my body was connected on a whole nother level. It was really, yeah, really quite crazy. So we've definitely been in those lifetimes together, probably. Who knows? Is that the next book? Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's I mean the lion keeps on coming. He's called Braveheart, the one that got me to go to South Africa to be with him, and he wants to be in the next book. But I feel like the Egyptian stuff is also going to play a part as well. So it's just amazing watching it kind of all unravel. And this has only just taken me to May.
Yeah, I mean, I've got your book title if you want it. It's that well for me from my own head, Brave and Follow Your Heart.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Name in it, but it's about that, isn't it? It's
Yeah.
brave, that's what you're doing. You're being really brave and following your heart. Well, it's not just your heart, is it? But people will understand the heart. Some
Yeah.
people will understand the kind of divine guidance, but they will understand the heart, which of course is where the guidance comes into, isn't it, really, into all parts of us. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I'm going to write that down afterwards.
Brave and follow your heart. Yeah, it's on record now. By the way, you can keep the rights to it. I'm not going to claim any rights to that name of the book. You can have it, by the way. Go and
Thank
register
you.
right now. It's all exciting stuff. So, if somebody wants to, well, obviously, they buy the book, 99p, no brainer. If someone wants to work with you and they're not lucky enough to win the competition, what is that? How do they work with you? How can they come and get more, Kirsty?
So I do either one-to-one sessions, both with people and animals, but then I run group work. I have a membership group. So where you have access to me, we have two couple of live sessions a month where it's about helping people to navigate these crazy energies that we have at the moment, and trying to make sense of kind of what's going on in the world, and having that support system and that group that you can kind of bounce things off and going, is anybody else having trouble sleeping at the moment? All this stuff has kind of been going on. And it's just a real supportive group. So I run that. And then I do training either on one-to-one or group training, in which I teach people to communicate with animals themselves, opening their psychic development or psychic skills, developing that, channeling, mediumship. I teach all of that because I feel it is so important now that people learn to get their own guidance.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It's not about coming to the people like people of me or mediums and stuff. We're really being asked to step into that, getting our own guidance, because to me the veil is so thin now between us and the next world that we've always had the capability, but we have it so much more now.
Totally agree. It does feel really different, doesn't it? It does feel it. A lot of us can feel it. Some people are just going on in their lives and don't know there's anything else. And I think some people are not ready to discover that. That's not in judgment, by the way. I think it's just their journey, isn't it, really? I definitely things that are like it's all mumbo jumbo, and I'm like, okay. In fact, I fell out with a friend when she blatantly said I was talking absolute shite. And I thought, well, that's an interesting way of putting it, and not to me. Thank you. Don't want that opinion, really.
No.
You might think it, but you know, we have to be care. We have to be caring towards our own journeys, don't we? Because we're all at a different level, all at different stages, and some of the things you've experienced, like I've never spoken to a whale for a start, but I really value hearing your experience and knowing that's even possible. But I do think I can read the mind of one of my dogs. Not all, not we've got four dogs, but one of them I feel a real affinity to. And get this for weird. So we've got four dogs, and when I met my wife, she had two, and those two came with her. One of them had the birthday of the date my dad passed over to spirit, and the other one had the date my mum passed over to spirit as their birthday.
Oh
What are the
my
chances of that?
God.
I mean, the chances of that are quite remote. Even one of them, actually, how many days are there in the year? But actually, both of them. And actually, Honey, our little girl dog, she's a rescue. She's got some stories to tell you, I'm sure, Kirsty, if when
Yeah.
you. I feel my mum in her. It's like a really bizarre feeling. It's crazy. Like whether she can communicate with my mum, but when she looks at me, I feel like my mum's talking to me. It's like a really bizarre. And I don't talk to animals. I talk to brains and subconscious minds, but not animals. And you know, but and sometimes I think I look at her and think, who's in there? Like who is in there? Like it's quite strange. Yeah. Anyway, so there's definitely something to this. So if you want to work with Kirsty, definitely buy a book. I'm coming for you if you don't. And you definitely want to reach out and find out more. So yeah, the book. And Kirsty, where can people find you online?
My website, which is kirstylilith.com.
Yeah.
I'm also on social, Facebook and Instagram under Kirsty Lilith.
Lovely. Okay, we'll put your website under here so people can find. I'm assuming they can find your socials from your website as well. It's easiest, isn't
Yeah.
it? One place. Lovely. And good luck with the launch. I'm sure
Thank
it'll be.
you.
And all the right people will buy the book. Quite straightforward, isn't it, really? Just ask and you shall receive, as they say. So if we can be of any more help with you getting the word out, obviously give us all a shout. The She Enjoys community would love to make sure that people enjoy your book and you. So thank you very much for taking your time to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much, Vivian. It's been amazing chatting today. Just fantastic. I think I could chat for hours.
I know, we really could, couldn't we? And we probably will. Let's stop this though, because probably other people don't want to hear us, but we'll probably go off and talk about stuff now. Brilliant. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Bye.